I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And hopefully we can get this done properly today, because I clicked the right button this time.
At least you hope.
No, I'm looking right at it. It says recording, not streaming.
So to all those people who actually heard the stream, we apologize.
Luckily, according to Twitch, nobody heard it. So, cool. Anyway.
Yes.
Now we can re-record this show again. Yay. Hey, it's Thanksgiving.
Yes, it is.
At least here in the United States. And
gobble.
So we really don't have a topic for today. Well, no, we
do. So what are we going to do?
We do, but we don't. I was thinking that we should just kind of do a catch-up show.
All right.
You know, just follow-ups on stories we've did the last few weeks, and also cover a big story that we missed over the last 3 weeks because we haven't recorded
right. In
3 weeks. So you want to start with the positive news?
Sure, let's start with positive news.
Okay. So first of all, you know, a few weeks ago we talked about Trion Worlds getting bought out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was looking pretty bad.
Yep.
Well, it doesn't look quite as bad as it did.
So you're saying Chicken Little was wrong?
No, not entirely.
Not entirely. So the sky's not falling, it's just a little bit lower.
The sky's not falling, but meteors may still be expected.
Okay.
My phone just freaked out. Anyway.
So professional.
I know, right? Anyway. Gamigo finally put out a statement regarding what they're planning to do with Trion Worlds and all their properties.
Which is, we have no idea what we're doing, so just kind of ignore the news and just play your game.
But, I'd like to say you're wrong, but you're not?
From what you described earlier, that pretty much hits it. We don't know what we're doing. Forgive us while we figure this out.
Well, I guess what they're going to do is they're not shutting anything down right now.
Right.
In fact, they basically say everything's going to go along just as it is.
Uh-huh.
But not. Since they fired everybody, or the vast majority of the company, let's say.
Right.
They're going to be bringing in new people, and they already have. But where we were seeing pretty regular updates and whatnot to the games previously,
mm-hmm.
Now it's more of, hey, things are just going to kind of be like they are for now, and we'll get you some updates eventually. So like
yeah.
With Trove, which was expecting update 10 anytime now. Well, there's nobody developing for it at this point. So unless it was ready to go almost, who knows when that's going to come out. Other games
or if.
May not see updates for months, possibly longer. So right. The games are going to continue, at least at this point.
Yeah, keep giving us money and we won't bother to do anything to improve the game.
Well, they may. They say that they continue to plan to develop all of the games. There's just no timetable for when those updates might be.
Yes, but see, you don't, with one side of your face, tell everybody that we intend to continue updating your games as soon as we can. And then out of the other side of your face, fire everybody responsible for doing those updates.
Yeah. It's,
that's kind of like, pay no attention to the man behind the curtains.
Well, no, it's entirely possible that they may be intending to use their own internal development teams to develop these games.
Uh-huh. Sure they are.
But more likely than not, their maintenance mode for all effective purposes.
The thing is, you've got a group of people who know the character models, who know the software that's being used, who have been doing this for years, and you can them and bring in your own development people who are unfamiliar with this. And so they have to learn it. I'm not saying that their own development team isn't, you know, sharp cookies who can't, you know, figure this out, but you're expecting them to take over from seasoned veterans.
Yeah.
That's like sending out a whole bunch of scrub recruits straight out of the academy and expecting them to be top-end soldiers. It's not going to happen. They're going to get their asses handed to them.
Yeah.
There's a lot to be said for experience.
I think that it's good that the games remain. It would have been bad to see them shut down, especially since I've paid for some games like Rift. My subscription goes into May of next year. So I'd kind of like to be able to play the game during that time. And my wife loves playing Trove. So, and I do too. It's fun. So, yeah, we wanted to be able to do those things. I'm glad we get to continue. It would be nice if we saw development on the games. That'd be great. But I suspect, considering Gamigo's reputation, that we're going to see the only development is going to be more pay-to-win stuff being added to the shops. And that's about it. We may see some stuff eventually, especially if stuff like Update 10 for Trove, since that was already developed to some degree, that may be finished with a bunch of pay-to-win thrown into it so that they can drag that out. But they also want to keep those people happy because Trove makes the most money. Does anybody really think that Defiance 2050 is going to get any updates? Ever?
I thought it already closed, personally.
No, they closed the original Defiance.
Right.
Launched Defiance 2050, which is effectively the same game, and then were bought by Gamigo. So, great?
Okay, so that's your idea of positive.
Hey.
Got it.
Like I said, it is positive that the games haven't shut down.
No, right? It's just they're stuck in maintenance mode.
It's better than nothing, right?
Not really.
Oh. Anyway, in actually positive news, recently, a couple weeks ago, we talked about the legendary progression servers for Lord of the Rings Online, right?
Right.
Well, they launched, and I do mean they. You see, there was supposed to be one legendary progression server, Anor.
Right.
But when it launched, it was so popular that it was full with queues within a couple minutes after it launched. It was so popular and so queued up that Standing Stone Games launched a second progression server the next day. Phil, I have characters, well, one character right now on each.
Right.
And they opened, they were saying, hey, if you're on Anor, we're giving you free transfers, if you like, over to Ithil. I don't know how many people have taken them up on that, but they were pushing it as, hey, you guilds that are sick of being stuck in queues, feel free to move over to Ithil where there are no queues. I can testify to that. Ithil, no queues. Anor still has queues, especially on weekends. So, kind of cool. Everybody's having a good time, and it doesn't feel like the game did way back when, because it's not the game from 2007.
Right.
But it's really brought out a lot of the awesomeness of the LOTRO community, people helping each other out, having fun together. It's been just, I love playing on those servers. The worst thing about it is don't expect to do any crafting, because finding an available crafting node is damn near impossible. I mean,
well, you know what I have to say about that.
Yes, yes, yes. You and your Guild Wars 2. We get it. We get it. But your game was developed for that. This was developed way before that. So you're just going to have to, you know, understand. Think about it in a WoW format, you know, how that was. Well, it's worse with Lord of the Rings Online because you can't fight the person who takes the node. At least with WoW, if they were from the other faction, you could jump them and beat them up if they, you know, on a PvP server.
Right.
You can't do that in LOTRO.
No.
Most of the time people go, oh, shoot, somebody else is closer to that node. We're all running towards it. So everybody breaks off and the one guy in the lead jumps on it and takes it. So, yeah. But you've got all these people scattering around looking for the same nodes. It's like, you know what? I'm just not going to bother right now. I'll do my crafting later. Thanks. So, yeah. Anyway, so that's some positive news. And it actually gets better because not only has LOTRO been mentioned a lot in the media, a lot of people have been coming back, checking the game out. So that's really been great. But also, so it's been helping out all the servers, not just the progression ones. But you've got, like, for example, this big name streamer goes by the name of Shroud. He does a lot of competitive shooter-type games, plays a lot of Battle Royale games. He's not the biggest out there, but he's considered one of the best.
Right.
Used to be a professional CSGO gamer. So that's cool. I've watched some of his stuff. Seems pretty good. He apparently used to play Lord of the Rings Online back in the day.
Okay.
So he heard about the progression servers, decided to check them out. So he decided to stream himself playing Lord of the Rings Online. And he brought 13,000 viewers with him.
Well, that's cool.
So they crashed a server trying to log into it. It's been a while since that sort of thing has happened with LOTRO. They've had a bunch of new streamers coming in. Usually, like, I just streamed last night, and I had a pretty good stream. I ended a little after 5 a.m. our time, Pacific time. Normally, there's like me and maybe one or two other people streaming LOTRO at that time. When I got off, I decided, hey, I had like 16 people watching me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go raid someone, see if there's anyone else playing LOTRO, and hand these viewers off, right?
Right.
I go and check, there's over 12 people streaming. Some of them were European, you know, you had some Russians, you had French, German, things like that. But there was mostly English language streamers.
All right.
So I picked this one streamer I'd never heard of who had just a couple people watching, passed them all off over to her. She was pretty excited, I guess. And that was great, you know. I'd left up my display on my TV, and I saw later one of my viewers, I'd walked away, you know, I was off. He was explaining to her how, you know, what happened. Apparently she'd never been raided before. He was like, yeah, I fell asleep watching Scormy, and I wake up and we're over here. I guess he hosted you.
Fell asleep watching you.
It's the middle of the night, dude. People put on the streams and they go to sleep. It happens. But yeah, if people fall asleep watching my content, it wouldn't shock me. I've fallen asleep doing my own stream, so
yeah.
Anyway, it's been overall good news with Lord of the Rings Online last few weeks. So I'll just say this again for all the people listening. Yes, it's a good idea if you are interested in going back to Lord of the Rings Online. Now is a good time to do so. And yes, it has a good free-to-play model. It is not pay-to-win. It is a good place to
go back to Lord of the Rings Online and before you regain control of your senses. That's what I'm trying to say. And then actually play a game that's fun. Oh, come on. I got to piss off your fans. The people who love LOTRO. Got to give them something to get upset about.
Well, the fact that you said LOTRO and not LOTRO probably would do it. Anyway. Well, not really. They're used to me mispronouncing everything anyway.
Oh, you mean like Eric Gorn?
What did you just say?
Eric Gorn.
Oh, no.
Hero.
Oh, God. Anywho.
And ham size.
So, being that we didn't record, last time we recorded was 3 weeks ago.
Right.
We kind of missed a story that happened just after we recorded.
Oh, I know.
And that would
I remember seeing it and thinking, wow, that would have been nice if that had happened like 3 days earlier.
I know, right? We missed getting to comment on BlizzCon. So, yeah.
Well, it wasn't BlizzCon particularly. It was something they brought up.
Well, no. There was actually a lot of things to talk about at BlizzCon. You know, like the fact that they had nothing else worth talking about except for Diablo.
Well, yeah.
And it was a Diablo mobile game.
Well?
Which they decided to announce to a primarily PC crowd.
Yes.
People who paid $100 just to walk in the door.
But when I saw it, my first thought was, huh, Diablo mobile. I can't imagine that's ever been anything I've ever thought, hey, that really is something I need to play Diablo on my phone. It just never seemed like something that was important enough to really give a shit about. And so they announce it on their biggest stage.
And it was the last thing, the big announcement. The one that
and then they're surprised that it kind of hit the stage like a big steaming turd. Just
it was like a big wet turd dropped in the middle of the stage. I mean, the place was silent while they're talking about it. They'd hit these big applause stops, and there's dead silence. So yeah, it wasn't the best PR job. Let's put it that way.
Well, in all fairness, when it comes out, I might play it, but I can't imagine I'm going to play it for long or to any real degree. I mean, I can't really see myself investing a whole lot of time in it. Eh.
Well, considering the game, the company that's making the game, NetEase, it's not even Blizzard. I mean, oh, they're developing it together. No.
Uh-huh.
No. NetEase is making the game. They're just bringing over Blizzard assets, art, and whatnot into their game. That's fine. Let's all just, admit what it is. It's a NetEase pay-to-win game. Another one. NetEase made their bones creating Diablo clones for mobile. So now they're going to just make an official Diablo game for mobile. That's fine. And as many people have said in the past, over the last few weeks, if that had been announced in coordination with something else, like, here's a teaser trailer for Diablo 4, or something else like that, it probably would have been okay. I mean, the guys that make Bethesda.
Mm-hmm.
They did some announcement for a mobile version of Elder Scrolls, right? Yes, I know. That's kind of scary. But right afterwards, to finish out their thing, they said, and then there's this. And they threw up some art, and it said Elder Scrolls 6 or whatever.
Right.
They didn't even have any real gameplay or anything, but they were just confirming that was coming. A follow-up to Skyrim was coming. Was enough for people to go, okay, this other thing, we don't care about that. This is the big thing. If Blizzard had just done that, if they just said, put up an, oh yeah, and by the way, and put up artwork for Diablo 4, that place would have gone nuts.
Yeah.
No timetable, no discussion of it, no video, nothing. Just a bit of art that they could have thrown together in, what, a couple hours at most?
Yeah.
Just take a stock art asset of Diablo and put up, you know, type in the text, do some other thing. Yeah, there you go. Bam. You've got a display for Diablo 4. Ooh, people would have gone nuts. Now, there may have been some controversy. Eventually, hey, why do we really need a mobile game? Why is this the main thing they're talking about? That's kind of annoying. We want to talk about Diablo 4. Fine. But the way they did it was horrible. And...
well, the way I see it is Blizzard has always had this mentality that their fans are nothing more than mindless, rabid fans who will eat anything they give them.
Yep.
They will just devour it because it's from Blizzard. They don't credit their players with having actually any taste or any intelligence. Now, fair, I understand where they're coming from because, you know, there's a lot of things Blizzard puts out that suck hardcore and people are still just eating it up. But they have that mentality, so they probably just in their little meeting, they figured, oh, this is going to blow their socks off because now they can take Diablo wherever they go. Woo! They're going to love it.
But they could already do that with Diablo 3 Eternal on the Switch.
Yes, but this is something they could play on their phones, which they always have on their, you know, they always have their phones with them. They don't bring their Switch with them everywhere they go.
But I don't want to play Diablo on my phone.
Well, neither do I.
The buttons would just take up too much of the screen, and that's stupid.
Well, I wasn't really going to go on how stupid of an idea it was, because unless you're playing it on a tablet, it's not going to be a very satisfying experience.
True enough.
Hell, even on a tablet, it's not going to be that satisfying of an experience.
I've got a 10-inch Kindle HD. It's the biggest they make, and it is awesome. And I still wouldn't want to play it on that, because Diablo is a PC game. It always has been. Oh, sure, there's a console version, and there's been console versions of 1 and 3, never of 2, because 2 was the good game, but the really good game, I should say. 3's okay, but...
no, 3 is not okay. 3 is... easy.
Yeah. We discussed that in the pregame. I know. It's not as challenging, but you could always turn up the challenge level, so...
but you shouldn't have to go to hardcore to get a challenging game. Diablo 2, minimum settings, you had a challenging, well-balanced game.
Yes.
Enough said.
But the Blizzard of that era is not the Blizzard that exists now.
I know.
That Blizzard died when Activision and Blizzard had to merge. And it's sad. I mean, I miss World of Warcraft. I'm not going back. I have Diablo 3, and I want to play it. But I'm making room on my hard drive instead for Path of Exile.
Which you definitely should. It's a really good game.
And there's also a Warhammer action RPG that's like in a Diablo 3 style that's coming next year. Oh god, I want to play that. It's like Chaos Bane, I think it's called.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, their advertisement was, you know, saying basically this game will not be coming out for mobile. The thing is, I don't mind if they want to put out mobile games. They want to put out mobile versions of Warcraft, Starcraft, Overwatch, whatever. I don't care. Diablo, even. I don't care. That's fine.
But just don't expect it to be the big news for your convention.
Yeah.
That cannot be the lead story coming out of your convention, because everybody's going to look at it and they're going to go, really? That's it? Well, and they're going to walk away disappointed.
But it's worse. It even gets worse. They double down on it. In the press conference after, they are talking about how all the people at Blizzard, they more and more, they're playing mobile games. And they've moved most of their best developers to work on mobile titles for all of their IPs.
Yes.
So they basically said, It ain't stopping with Diablo.
Okay.
And
now
their best developers are off of World of Warcraft and Overwatch and Heroes of the Storm and StarCraft 2. It's like, those don't matter anymore. The PC and console doesn't matter anymore. We're all about mobile.
Yes. And the way I see this, when I picture the totality of their stories, is BlizzCon final news, and they bring out to crickets the news of Diablo Mobile, and that's them holding a pistol going, hey, look at this cool gun I've got, boom, oh no, I shot myself in the foot. And then they bring up in the press conference afterwards and talking about how they're drawing away all of their best and brightest developers to go spearhead this new mobile push. And that's them bringing out a shotgun now and saying, hey, look at my cool shotgun. Boom! Oh no, I lost my leg. I'm bleeding out.
I would put it more like they still are playing with their pistol, but they decided to be gangsta, put it in their belt, and shot themselves in the...
junk?
Yeah. Blizzard lost a testicle with BlizzCon, and I don't know if they'll ever recover. Oh, sure, there's going to be money to be made.
Yes, but...
but it ain't what people expect.
Just telling your fans, the people who have been putting money into your pockets for over a decade, that you're taking their the developers that they've been, you know... they've been dealing with. They've had these wonderful developers doing all this amazing stuff for them for all these years. And you're taking them away and you're moving them to a mobile department, which none of them asked for.
Yeah.
I have yet to see any big push from the fans for mobile anything from Blizzard. So you're telling them that you know what they want more than they know what they want. And you're giving them something that they never asked for. And to do that, you're taking away all the best developers from their favorite games to do so.
But, Bielus, you're missing the point. Blizzard is not trying to appease or even please their fans, their customers anymore.
They never did.
The customers are now the cattle. They're selling them to the stockholders. The stockholders are what they're trying to please. And the big mistake, the reason they're paying attention now, is because the stock dropped so drastically after BlizzCon. They thought the stockholders would be like, oh, woohoo! We're going mobile! Oh, we're running the money! We're in the money! No, people were selling off their stock. Now it's slowly recovering. But it's slowly recovering.
Yes, but in short order, they're going to be announcing the next expansion for World of Warcraft.
Maybe.
Oh, I think they'll do at least one more.
Oh, there'll be expansions, but I think the next thing they're going to be announcing, because they've been going microtransactions more and more into World of Warcraft, considering the population has dropped so much. I think the next thing they are announcing is that it's going free to play.
Which I wouldn't mind. I'd be willing to play it free to play because, you know, nostalgia.
Yeah.
But I am not going to give them a damn penny.
I think they'll keep the subscriptions through next summer and the next BlizzCon. Assuming that they don't get a bunch of people rushing back and staying with the game with WoW Classic. If that doesn't hold through the summer, because you have to have a subscription to get WoW Classic. If they can't hold numbers in WoW Classic, and they don't see a bump with WoW Battle for Azeroth, they'll probably announce an upcoming move to free-to-play in 2020 at next BlizzCon. That may seem a little weird, but it's entirely possible. Oh, they'll also announce an expansion then, too.
Of course.
But their next major thing they title out is probably they're going to, at some point next spring, they'll quietly announce another mobile title. They're going to let things die down And then they'll just put out a press release saying, hey, we're going to put out StarCraft 2 as a, we're going to be doing StarCraft 2 updated into a mobile version. And, you know, you're doing the, we're doing that Warcraft Reforged, Warcraft 3 Reforged. Hey, well, we're going to have a mobile version of Warcraft 2. That could happen.
Oh, a lot could happen. That doesn't mean people are going to buy into it.
Yeah. And Overwatch, that's pretty much being asked to be put on tablets.
Well, yeah.
Sure, the graphics won't be as good, but it's, you know, a team shooter. That would work. So, I mean, if you can do PUBG, you can do Fortnite on your phone, you could do Overwatch. And they really need something bringing money into that title, so...
Yeah.
But anyway, Blizzard doesn't seem to understand their market anymore.
They never did.
Or they really don't care.
They never understood their market. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been PvP and raiding all the time for so many years when the majority of their fans were casuals who didn't raid, who very infrequently did dungeons.
Oh, actually, that reminds me. I saw an interview with the... one of the co-founders of Blizzard. He used to be the president of Blizzard North. And he was like a lead on Diablo and Diablo 2, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He was talking about the culture of Blizzard way back in that time frame. And he said that what made Blizzard great back then was that everybody at Blizzard was a gamer. Everybody. And the people developing for their games were all hard core gamers. And I'm sitting there thinking, well, that's why they were so PvP and raid focused. Because that was all they wanted. They were like, we know better than you. You want to raid. You want to PvP. So that's what we're giving you.
No, I wanted things that were fun to do for solo and not dailies.
Yeah. And they basically just threw together stuff for everyone else because, well, you know, they're the majority of our players, but yeah, they'll just, where are they going to go? World of Warcraft is the best game out there. So where are they going to go? Of course, they're just going to keep giving us money.
Where are they going to go? I found a place to go.
Yes, but it was several years later, was it not?
Yeah, when I finally couldn't take it anymore.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's that.
Yeah.
I'm positive the Blizzard sucks.
I'm positive that they're out of touch with their fans.
Oh, hell yeah. But now we've had our we've had our piece on this. We've, you know, we got to say what we wanted to say. Do you have anything else to add?
Oh, I could go on for another couple hours.
Well, yes, we could, but we are a little...
No, I have nothing useful to add.
Well, there you go. So, until next time, I'm Squirmus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, squirmy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.